When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Yeah, it's tough times on Blueberry Lane at Sue's house. Magic 106.7. David, Sue, and Kendra, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening on the Odyssey app. Maybe if you're listening from far, far away, elsewhere in the country, because people listen on the app all over the U.S. Maybe the egg situation isn't that bad. Do you think you'd have to move somewhere, Sue, where you could get your special eggs?
No, but it's not like you can't get eggs, but there is a shortage, so you don't always get like the brands that you want. And I know at my market basket now there's a 2-carton limit.
Well, eggs are local eggs, and local eggs are fresh.
I'm sorry. but seriously, how many eggs do you need?
That's what I mean.
Noticed that yesterday. There's a two-carton limit, but the egg section was full yesterday. I was at Market Basket, and I bought a dozen eggs just because I need, you know. But how many? We probably go through a dozen eggs. It's just the two of us, but I don't know. We don't go through that many eggs.
Neither do we in my house.
You have kids and stuff. You're chefing up omelets and hollandaise.
Right, like if you're making deviled eggs or egg salad, you know. But I make a couple hard-boiled eggs, and maybe on the weekends an egg or two or scrambled eggs. But
yeah, that's what we do too.
Without eggs. I mean, I don't really need that many.
I scramble an egg for Gracie every Saturday morning for my dog, and then I will have one, and then I'll sometimes during the week bring in a couple of hard-boiled eggs for breakfast. But I just, we probably don't go through maybe a dozen every 2 weeks.
I think for you, though, it's not about the availability. It's the specificity
of the brand. Type of eggs, the brand of eggs, the type. Excuse me. Sue has a very special, what's it called, ladybird eggs?
No, I get the Nellie's eggs.
Nellie's
they're
eggs.
Cage-free, organic. And I just happen to like the taste of them. They're like, I don't know, they're more like orange when you actually break the yolk. They're a brighter color. They just seem less... Right. I don't know. The other ones, the generic brand, are a little bit more bland.
So when you make that hollandaise sauce that you chef up all the time for Tom in the kitchen, it's just a little flat. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's exactly right. And they're fluffier. The ones I get are fluffier.
There's no way.
When you like scramble them, they're fluffy.
There's no way there's a difference
between
those special eggs. This is like with the magic milk that doesn't go bad.
No, it's ultra-pasteurized milk. It stays good for like... Three weeks.
Sure. That's why I love you, though, because you're so you.
Maybe there is a difference. There's certainly a difference in price, right? I bought eggs yesterday at Market Basket. They were $3.49. I didn't even see that as that. I mean, usually
that's
they're $2.99. It's not bad at all.
No, I would think that's
not like they're $5 or anything.
Mine are like $5.49, I think.
$2 and $2 a carton more?
Yeah, but they last a long time because it's just my husband and I, and I really enjoy them, so I'm willing to spend a little bit more on them.
$5.49?
I
don't think I've ever paid $5.49.
Maybe it's $4.49, but it's more than the regular ones. Mm.
I get Lando Lakes cage free.
I can tell the difference. Like if you guys brought in a hard-boiled egg tomorrow, and one of you brought in Nellie's, and one of you brought in a generic brand, I would be able to tell.
You will not. I'll do it. I'll bring in my version. I won't tell you which one, but David and I can talk to David, and there's no way you're going to know the difference. There's no way. They all taste right.
You know,
I don't know. David, you're the cook.
Sue, remember, we were talking about the jeans a little while ago, and somebody, there was a text message or a comment that somebody said, like, oh, Sue's got to have her. And she walked out of the room, and as she walked out, she was like, I'm not really that way, am I? And then you walked out, and the door closed. And as soon as the door closed, I said to Kendra, she's totally that way.
Never, no.
You got to have your special eggs that are $6, $8.
My friend Tracy goes, like you would shop for jeans at the Tractor Supply store.
Yes, I know.
Go to the Tractor Supply store for jeans.
The thing with eggs is that it's eggs. Like, there really can't be that much of a difference. I can tell the difference between fresh, like my aunt has chickens. That I can tell because they look different. The yolk is different. But store-bought is not different. Mm. They're all the same.
No, they're different.
I think you framed this very well earlier today when we were talking about this. It was like first world problems.
It is it a really first is, world you know, problem.
Can't get my special eggs.
I know.
I want to prove her wrong,
and
though.
I will get the other eggs. It's not like I won't eat them, but if I have a choice, I'm willing to pay a little bit more for the ones that are fluffier. Mm.
Okay, well, I'll bring in my version. I won't tell you which one it is, but I'll talk to David.
We'll have to do an A-B or something like that, blind taste test.
I want to prove the point that you won't be able to tell the difference. I bet you won't. I bet you won't have any idea.
If
I know
you scramble them, what? I will be able to tell
the
difference.
I'm not scrambling eggs and then bringing them in. What do you think I am? I'm hard-boiling an egg, and you can eat the hard-boiled egg.
That's how she's going to get out of this, because she knows you're not going to scramble eggs. She's like, I don't know if she's going to get out of the taste test. We're going to go commercial-free. Hey, you know what? We've got yolks on you. We've got 2 hours of commercial-free music.
Excellent.